So, if you follow the Moshe story from Parshat Shmot, so we actually start out with an anonymous family. Ish mi Beit Levi, Vayikach et Bat Levi. We're actually told who they are. And then finally you get to Parshat Vayera, and it actually goes through the whole Yichus, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. It stops, but in order to get us to who Moshe and Aaron are. And so finally we find out who Moshe and Aaron's family are. Vayikach Amram et Yocheved, Vatelu lo et Aaron ve'er Moshe. So the Torah Shmosha, Moshe Feinstein, has an interesting explanation as to why they start out anonymous and then later their names are revealed. And he says that it's to teach us that when you have an amazing son, such as Moshe, even one who the house is filled with light, right? And you know, Kitovu, and Rashi explains that the whole story with light. So even if you have a gifted child, you shouldn't think that it's going to be that you're on easy street now. In other words, the gifted child, you still have to watch him and train him and teach him. You shouldn't just rely, it's all going to be great, even though he's gifted. It says there's many, many people, when they have a gifted child, it's okay, I don't have to teach him, he's going to figure it out, I don't have to punish him ever, I don't have to discipline him. So, and he's definitely going to end up to be a Talmid Chacham, he's definitely going to be a Yerei Shamayim. He says, Adarava, because of his great skills, so because he's so gifted, he may channel those to be gifted at something else instead of at his Torah and Yerei Shamayim knowledge. Gadol, you know, call it Gadol Mechavero, Yitzro Gadol Mimenu. So you don't want that to happen. So therefore, for him, you have to teach him more and educate him more and watch him more. And, you know, discipline, I don't mean like punish him, but like make sure he is maintains his discipline to make sure that happens. So therefore, at what point are we told Amram and Yocheved's name? When they're special, wonderful, amazing, gifted child grows up and becomes Moshe Rabbeinu. Then, okay, let me tell you who those parents were who raised a Moshe Rabbeinu. That was Amram. That was Yocheved. But just from the gifted child being born, you know, we don't need to praise the parents yet. We have to make sure that the parents actually raise this gifted child to become the gifted, successful Yerei Shamayim leader adult that he is supposed to be. That's a very, very important chinuch, educational lesson from the Darash Moshe that he gets from the anonymous names that are only revealed to us when Moshe Rabbeinu is all grown up and leading Am Yisrael. Shkoyach.
Great power compared to